Your tools are the job. When they fail, the day slips, the bill grows, and your name takes a hit. The fix is not expensive. It is steady habit. 10 minutes after each job. One deeper pass each week. A seasonal reset that catches wear before it turns into a broken part. You will set the shop to block rust, keep dust down, and store every tool where it cannot fall, chip, or wick moisture. You will sharpen edges before they dull. You will clean motors before heat cooks windings. You will drain tanks before water eats steel. You will store torque tools so they hold their numbers. Then you will run a simple log so nothing is missed. Do this and your gear lasts longer, runs safer, and pays you back. Clean work. Quiet bearings. Straight cuts. Batteries that hold charge. That is the win. Chapter 1. Shop setup to prevent damage. Hook. Stop rust, falls, and grime before they start, so tools stay reliable and your name stays strong. Scope. This chapter covers storage, climate control, airflow, surface protection, and end-of-day routines for a small shop or garage. It fits wood, metal, and general trades work. It does not cover sharpening, power tool motor service, batteries, compressors, or calibration. Safety. Wear gloves and eye protection when using oils, waxes, and cleaners. Ventilate during wipe-downs. Keep an approved oily waste can with a self-closing lid near the cleaning station. Post a fire watch when heaters or heat guns run. Keep a charged extinguisher nearby. Follow local code for outlets, heater clearance, and cord loads. Tools and materials. Hygrometer for humidity. Dehumidifier or safe heat source sized for the room. Small fans for steady airflow. Silica gel packs and vapor corrosion inhibitor paper. Paste wax for tables and fences. Light machine oil for bare steel. Microfiber rags, lint-free shop towels, and a wet rag for final wipe. Approved oily waste can with self-closing lid. Shadow board panels or pegboard with hooks. Closed cell foam for drawer cutouts. Edge guards and blade socks for sharp tools. Plastic drip pans. Labels and a marker. Shop vac with a fine filter. Push broom and dustpan. Setup. Place the hygrometer at shoulder height, out of direct airflow, away from exterior walls. Note the reading morning and afternoon for 3 days to set a baseline. Map airflow from doors and vents. Pick a corner away from moisture for the cleaning station. Clear one full wall for storage panels and racks. Raise shelving so the lowest shelf sits a hand's width above the floor. Stage wax, oil, rags, and the waste can at the cleaning bench. Unplug portable heaters until you confirm clearances and stand stability. Steps. Control humidity. Run the room to 40 to 50% relative humidity. Use a dehumidifier sized to the space. A unit with a continuous drain into a floor drain or condensate pump reduces daily emptying. Keep doors closed during wet weather. Seal obvious gaps under doors with a sweep. Log morning and late day readings for 2 weeks. Aim for small swings. Stable air keeps rust down. Set airflow paths. Dead corners grow rust and mildew. Use one fan on low to move air through those zones. Aim across benches, not into your face. Keep at least 1 foot of clearance behind tools so air moves across fences and tables. Do not point a fan at a grinder while grinding. Dust will spread. Use the fan after cleanup to dry any damp areas. Protect bare steel. Clean tables, fences, and tool bodies until bright. Apply paste wax to surfaces where you want a dry, slick feel, such as cast iron tops and fences. Wax keeps dust from sticking and resists hand sweat. Buff until the surface feels dry. Use a thin oil film on wrenches, chisels, planes, and saw plates. Wipe until no wet streaks remain. Store a test coupon of bare steel beside the tools. One side waxed, one side oiled. Check the coupon each week. If the coupon stays clean, your film is right. Build storage that prevents falls and chips. Install a shadow board with drawn outlines for each hand tool. Put heavy tools low and close to the studs. Use foam cutouts in drawers so each piece has one slot. Add edge guards to chisels, knives, and plain irons. Slip blade socks over hand saws. Hang circular blades on pegs with spacers so plates do not rub. Keep long tools off exterior walls where moisture wicks through. Place drip pans under racks near doors for wet gear that comes in from rain. Keep tools off the floor. Water finds the floor first. Raise stored tools. Use shelving feet or cleats so the lowest shelf sits above floor wash. Coil cords loose on wide hooks. Avoid tight wraps that kink insulation. Keep bins lidded. Label bins on the front face, so the name is readable from the aisle. A raised, labeled system reduces dings and saves time. Create a simple cleaning station. Set a short bench with a mat, two rag bins, a small brush, paste wax, light oil, and a wet rag. The wet rag handles grime and coolant film. Dry the surface before any wax or oil. Place the oily waste can within arm's reach. Do not toss oiled rags into open trash. Close the lid each time. Empty the can daily into an approved container outside. Post a daily wipe-down sequence. End each day with 10 minutes of care. Vacuum chips and dust from tables and fences. Brush loose dust off housings and vents. Wipe metal with a nearly dry oiled rag. Buff cast iron tops with a wax cloth. Check the floor for wet spots and sweep up. Hang each tool on its outline. Close drawers. Log the time in a small notebook by the door. Habit locks and gains. Plan heater and dehumidifier care. Heaters need clear space around them. Keep flammables out of the zone. Check cords for soft spots or heat marks. Dehumidifiers need clean filters and an open coil. Make one line in your log each Friday to check the drain, clean the filter, and confirm the set point. Small checks keep the room stable. Verify. Humidity holds between 40 and 50% for most of the day. The morning reading and the late day reading stay within 5 points. A clean finger rubbed across a table leaves no wet trail. The test coupon shows no brown bloom. The floor under rack stays dry. No tool sits on bare concrete. The oily waste lid works and closes by itself. The extinguisher tag shows a current date. Common fails. Hygrometer in the wrong spot. If the reading sits right in a vent stream, numbers will lie. Move it to a calm, central point at shoulder height. Too much oil on surfaces. Thick oil traps dust and turns sticky. Wipe until the rag lifts no more. Use paste wax on sliding surfaces where a dry feel helps. Rags thrown in open trash. Oiled rags build heat. Use the approved can with a self-closing lid. Empty daily. Document. Snap one photo of the hygrometer morning and late day for the first 2 weeks. Keep those images in a labeled album with dates. Photograph the storage wall after setup so you remember where each outline goes. Photograph blade pegs with spacers. Photograph the test coupon next to its label. Keep one page in the log for dehumidifier filter dates and heater checks. Add one monthly photo that looks down the main aisle. A clean, repeatable view shows drift over time and helps with warranty questions. Recap. Keep humidity near mid-40s and log it. Protect steel with paste wax or a thin oil film and store every edge in a guard or sock. Clean, hang, and log at day's end so nothing slips. Chapter 2 Cutting Edges, Chisels, Planes, Hand Saws. Hook. Sharp edges do clean work with less force and last longer when you set the angle right, hone fast, and store them safe. Scope. You will sharpen, hone, and store bench chisels, plane irons, and hand saws. Power saw blades and grinder wheels are not covered here. This fits wood and general bench work. Safety. Wear cut-resistant gloves for handling. Wear eye protection while filing and while brushing swarf from stones. Clamp parts so the edge does not move. Fit a tight handle on every file. Keep sleeves tight and the bench dry. Work with steady light so you can see the burr and the tooth flats. Keep a first aid kit within reach. Tools and materials. Flat lapping surface or a thick glass plate with wet-dry paper. Water stones or diamond plates in coarse 1,000, medium 4,000, and fine 8,000. Small diamond card for touch-ups. Honing guide with an angle setting block. Strap-on leather with fine compound. Permanent marker for angle witness lines. Rust-inhibiting oil and paste wax. Edge guards and tool rolls. Saw vise or soft jaw clamp. Saw set for small to medium teeth. Triangular saw files sized to the tooth pitch. Flat mill file for jointing. Small slipstone for easing backs of saw teeth. Setup. Check that your stones are flat. Draw a pencil grid on the stone. Lap until the grid is gone across the full face. Set your honing guide with a simple wood block that gives you the angle you want. Mark the bevel face with the marker so you can see contact. Clamp the chisel or iron square in the guide. Clamp the saw plate in the vise at a comfortable height. Bring a light close so you can see the bright line on each tooth. Steps. Cut the primary bevel. Set bench chisels and bevel down plane irons to 25 degrees. Set bevel up plane irons to 30 degrees if you want a higher effective cut. Work on the coarse surface with steady strokes. Keep even pressure. Keep the bevel flat on the stone. Watch the marker ink. When ink vanishes across the whole bevel, you are on plane. If heat builds while grinding on a wheel, dip in water. Do not let the edge turn blue. Heat ruins hardness. Raise the micro bevel. Add 2 degrees. A simple way is a thin shim under the guide wheel or a second hole on your angle block. Move to 4000. Take short strokes. Feel for a small burr along the back edge. Switch to 8000. Take a few more strokes until you see a bright, narrow land near the edge. The land should be about 1 millimeter wide and even from heel to heel. This small land saves time the next cycle. Flatten and deburr the back. Lay the back flat on the stone. Start at 4000 and finish at 8000. Keep pressure light. Lift straight off. Do not rock. You want a thin, even polish at the first few millimeters of the back. A clean back and a sharp edge meet to form a true line. Strop and test. Charge the leather with compound. Pull the tool away from the edge. 5 to 10 passes. Do not push into the leather. That will round the edge. Test on end grain of softwood. The tool should slice clean with light pressure and leave a bright surface. If you feel chatter or a burnished smear, go back to the fine stone for a few strokes and strop again. Protect and store the edge. Wipe the steel with a light oil. Buff until almost dry. Fit edge guards to chisels and plain irons. Place tool's edge down in a rack so the edge cannot catch a sleeve or a rag. Slip saw plates into blade socks or a tool roll. Add a strip of vapor inhibitor paper in drawers. Keep edges away from exterior walls that wick moisture. True the sawtooth line. Run a flat mill file once across the tops of the teeth with soft, even strokes. You only want a small bright flat on each tip. This gives you a uniform start point. Do not overdo it. A light pass does the job. File the teeth to shape. Pick your pattern. For a rip saw, keep the file at 90 degrees to the plate with near zero fleam. For a crosscut saw, tip the file to about 15 degrees of fleam and about 15 degrees of rake. Work every other tooth from the heel to the toe. Turn the saw and finish the other set of teeth. Watch the bright flats disappear. Keep your body square and your stroke level so every gullet matches. Count the strokes so your cut is even. Set and stone the saw. Use a light squeeze with the saw set so each tooth moves the same amount. Too much set makes a wide, rough kerf. Too little set makes the plate bind. After setting, lay a fine stone flat against each side of the plate and give one light pass along the tooth line. This removes high spots and makes the saw track straight. Verify. A chisel paring across end grain leaves a clear surface with no torn fibers. A plain iron takes a full-width shaving that curls and stays intact. The shaving looks even from edge to edge. The iron sits tight in the plane with no chatter when you take a thin cut. The rip saw starts true on a line and stays in the kerf without fighting you. The crosscut saw leaves a clean shoulder with a crisp top edge. When you pull the tools from storage a week later, there is no brown film and the edges still feel keen. Common fails. Rocking on the stone. This rounds the bevel and kills sharpness. Keep the guide steady and check the marker witness line. Skipping the back. A polished bevel with a rough back still leaves a wire at the edge. Always flatten and polish the first few millimeters of the back. Overheating on a wheel. Once you see color near the edge, the temper is gone. Grind cool with light passes and frequent dips. Rounding on the strop. Pushing into the leather rolls the edge. Always pull away. Too much set on a saw. The kerf runs wide and the cut wanders. Use a light, consistent squeeze and then stone the sides one light pass. Wrong file size. A file that is too big or too small will not seat in the gullet. Match the file to the tooth pitch so two faces of the file touch the tooth at once. Document. Take a photo of the angle block with the chisel or iron clamped and write the angle on the block. Photograph the first full polish at the back of each tool so you know where to return next time. Shoot a close image of the saw tooth line before jointing and after filing so you can compare flats and set. Note file sizes and stroke counts in a small notebook. Log the date and the wood used for the test cuts. Over time you will see how long an edge lasts in your work. Recap. Set the right angle, then add a small micro bevel so honing is fast next time. Polish the back, strop with a pull stroke, and test on end grain. Guard every edge and store it dry so the sharp line stays sharp. Chapter 3 Drills, Drivers, and Impact Tools. Hook. Keep torque steady and packs healthy so fasteners seat right the first time. Scope. This covers corded drills, cordless drills, drivers, and impact wrenches used in shop and field work. You will clean chucks and vents, set clutches, sort bits, and care for packs. Saws, compressor tools, calibration, and blade alignment are not included here. Safety. Unplug corded tools. Remove battery packs before any service. Wear eye protection and a dust mask when blowing out vents. Keep solvents away from hot housings. Work outside or at a bench with good airflow. Follow local code for extension cords and charging areas. Never charge a hot pack. Tools and materials. Soft brush and nylon detail brushes. Low-pressure air bulb or compressed air with a regulator set gentle. Cotton swabs and lint-free cloths. Isopropyl alcohol, 90%, for contacts. Light machine oil for chuck jaws and spindle noses. Contact eraser or clean pencil eraser. Bit rack with impact-rated sections. Foam sheet for case padding and small zip pouches for bits. Marker and label tape. Small scrap board and common screws for clutch testing. Setup. Clear a bench. Lay one clean mat for tools and one tray for small parts. Stage a trash bin for worn bits. Mark a short board with three pilot holes for clutch checks. Place a fan to move dust away from your face. Confirm chargers sit on a dry, stable shelf with space around them. Steps. Clean and lube the chuck. Open the jaws fully. Brush out chips and dust. Add one small drop of light oil to the jaws and one tiny drop at the spindle nose. Cycle the chuck from full open to full close 5 times. Wipe off any shine of extra oil. The jaws should move smooth without grit. Brush the vents and blow out carbon dust. Hold the tool so vents face down. Brush the grill and the fan openings. Use short, gentle air bursts. Keep the nozzle a hand's width away. Do not spin the fan hard. Wipe the housing. If you see heavy black dust near the brushes on a corded tool, plan a brush check by a qualified tech. Test and set the clutch on drills and drivers. Install a fresh bit. Drive a common screw into the marked board on a middle clutch setting. You want a firm seat and a light click before the bit slips in the head. If the bit cams out, lower the clutch 1 step. If the screw stops shy, go 1 step higher. Log the number you like for soft wood and for hard material. This keeps torque repeatable. Sort bits and retire worn ones. Make 2 lanes, impact rated on one side, standard on the other. Check tips under bright light. If corners look rounded or the bit wobbles in a screw, retire it. Keep nut drivers and sockets marked for impact use only. Put a red dot on standard bits so they do not land in your impact kit by mistake. Inspect collets, anvils, and retainers on impact tools. Pull the sleeve. Check for smooth travel. Inspect the detent ball or hog ring for free motion. Add 1 tiny drop of oil to the anvil nose, then wipe it dry. Seat a known good bit or socket and tug to confirm retention. A clean, lightly oiled nose cuts wear and stops drop-offs. Clean battery contacts and store packs right. Press the fuel gauge and note the bars. Wipe the pack shell clean. Use a contact eraser or a swab with isopropyl alcohol to clean the pack tabs and the tool shoe. Let them dry. Store packs cool and dry. Aim for about half charge. Target 40 to 60%. Do not store below freezing. Do not leave in a hot vehicle. Give this line twice for the ear. Store cool and half charged. Repeat, store cool and half charged. Charge with care. Let a hot pack cool to room temperature before charging. Place chargers on a shelf with air space. Keep dust off vents. Do not daisy chain power strips. Unplug chargers at the end of the day unless your manufacturer specifies otherwise. Rotate packs so each one cycles evenly across the week. Pad cases and prevent drops. Line tool cases with foam where tools rub. Add a small pouch for loose bits so they do not grind the housings. On ladders or lifts, use a short lanyard at factory tether points. Close cases before moving. A simple pad and a clip save housings, gears, and packs. Verify. The chuck opens and closes smooth and grips a bit without slip. Vents look clean and the fan path is clear. Your clutch setting drives screws to a repeatable seat with no cam out. Impact sockets snap on and hold. Contacts shine and show no green or black film. Packs rest cool to the touch and sit at about half bars in storage. Chargers are clean and off the floor with space around them. Common fails. Overoiling the chuck. Excess oil draws dust and cakes the jaws. Use a drop and wipe dry. Blasting vents with high pressure. Hard blasts spin the fan and stress the bearings. Use gentle bursts. Leaving packs on a hot charger all week. Heat shortens life. Charge, balance your rotation, then rest packs cool. Using standard bits in an impact. Tips twist, then break, and the anvil takes the hit. Keep lanes separate and labeled. Document. Photo the clutch number next to the test board and write the date. Snap a picture of each pack's fuel bars before long storage. Photograph the vent grills after cleaning. Log the chuck service and any parts replaced. Keep a short list of retired bits with the count so you can plan orders. Recap. Clean chucks and vents, then set the clutch on a test board. Keep impact bits with impacts and retire rounded tips. Store packs cool at half charge and keep contacts clean. Chapter 4. Circular and miter saws. Hook. Clean blades and straight setup keep motors cool and cuts true. Scope. You will service portable circular saws and miter saws. Tasks include blade cleaning, storage, alignment, bevel stop checks, arbor nut practice, guard tests, riving knife or splitter alignment where fitted, runout checks, brake tests, dust path care, and cord strain relief. Table saw alignment is not covered here. Safety. Unplug corded tools and remove batteries. Lock the trigger. Wear eye and hearing protection and cut-resistant gloves. Use a stable bench and clamp the tool before checks. Keep fingers clear of teeth. Let blades cool before handling. Follow local code for cords and dust collection. Tools and materials. Citrus blade cleaner or mild degreaser. Nylon brush and soft brass brush. Rags and paper towels. Blade pegs with spacers or sleeves. Combination square and reliable straight edge. Feeler gauge or thin cardstock. Dial indicator with a base, or a pencil for a simple witness test. Hex keys or box wrench for the arbor. Small wood block for holding the blade while snugging the nut. Vacuum or dust extractor. Light machine oil and paste wax for tables and fences. Label tape and marker. Setup. Clear the bench and lay a non-slip mat. Remove the blade and set it flat. Open guards fully and check for free travel. Vacuum loose dust from the shoe, fence, and motor vents. Place your square and straight edge within reach. Stage a small scrap board for a final test cut. Steps. Remove pitch and resin from blades. Lay the blade in cleaner. Brush teeth and gullets until bright. Rinse and dry fully. Wipe a trace of oil on the plate and buff dry so no wet film remains. Store blades so plates do not rub. Hang blades on pegs with spacers or place in sleeves. Keep different tooth counts on separate pegs. Label size and date. Do not stack plates metal on metal. Square the fence or shoe to the blade at zero. For a miter saw, set the head at zero. Bring a square to the plate and fence. Loosen the fence, tap to remove any light gap, and retighten. For a circular saw, check the shoe against the blade and adjust the shoe stops until the square reads true. Set and confirm bevel stops. Set the saw to 45 degrees and to zero. Use the square to check the plate against the table at each stop. Adjust the stop screws so the plate lands dead on. Lock the pointers so the scale reads the truth. Seat the blade and snug the arbor nut. Clean the flange faces. Place the blade so the teeth face the cut direction. Hold the blade with a wood block. Tighten the nut firm to maker spec. Stop when the feel turns solid. Do not jerk on the wrench. Test guard swing and align the riving knife or splitter. Squeeze and release the guard. It should return smooth with no rub. If your saw has a riving knife or splitter, sight along the blade body. Adjust the knife so it sits in line with the plate and just behind the teeth. The gap should be even top to bottom. Check blade runout. Mount a dial indicator to touch the plate near the tooth line. Rotate by hand. Target less than 2/1000ths of an inch total swing. If you do not have a gauge, bring a pencil close to the plate and turn the blade. A steady line means true. If runout is high, clean the flanges again, rotate the blade 90 degrees on the arbor, and recheck. Replace a bent plate. Test the brake, clear the dust path, and set cord strain relief. Make a short cut in scrap and release the trigger. The blade should stop promptly. Vacuum the shroud, throat, and port. Empty the bag or bin. Set cords in a loop with wide coils. Use the built-in strain relief and avoid tight wraps around the handle. Verify. A square against the blade and fence shows no light at zero. Bevel stops land true at zero and 45 degrees. The blade spins with outside wobble and leaves a clean face. The guard drops closed on its own. The riving knife or splitter sits in line and keeps the kerf open. The brake stops the blade quickly. The motor runs cooler and dust clears from the cut path. Common fails. Over-tightening the arbor nut. This can distort the plate. Tighten to a firm stop and no more. Dirty flanges. Pitch on the flange faces causes wobble. Clean both faces before mounting the blade. Skipping the fence check. A fence that is out of square burns cuts and loads the motor. Check zero every month. Tight cord wraps. Hard coils stress the jacket and strain relief. Use wide loops and hang the cord. Document. Photograph the square at zero and at 45 degrees. Record dial indicator swing or note a pencil test result. Log the date you clean blades and which blades you rotated into service. Note brake stop time with a simple count and repeat the same way each time. Label storage pegs with tooth count and last service date. Recap. Clean and store blades so plates never rub. Square fence and set bevel stops, then seat the blade on clean flanges. Test guard, align the riving knife, check runout, clear dust, and protect the cord. Chapter 5, Pneumatics and Compressors. Hook. Dry air and tight lines keep nailers crisp and tanks alive. Scope. This covers small shop compressors, hoses, nailers, staplers, and blowguns. You will remove water, service filters, check oil, align belts, hunt leaks, and test safety parts. High-pressure specialty systems are not included. Safety. Unplug the unit. Lock out the switch. Open the drain to bleed pressure to zero. Wear eye and hearing protection. Use a face shield during safety valve pulls. Keep ignition sources away. Let the pump head cool before service. Follow local code for power, relief piping, and placement. Tools and materials. Spray bottle with soap solution. Thread sealant tape or pipe dope approved for air. Wrenches that fit your fittings. Clean rags and nylon brushes. Replacement intake filter elements. Compressor oil as specified by the maker. Small mirror and flashlight. Straight edge and ruler for pulley checks. Hose gaskets and quick connect couplers. Whip hose for tool strain relief. Setup. Roll the compressor to a clean, level spot. Set a tray for drained water and used rags. Stage the soap bottle, wrenches, and sealant. Place the straight edge and ruler within reach. Verify the gauge reads zero before you begin. Steps. Bleed and drain every day. Open the tank drain until the hiss stops and water runs clear. Tilt slightly if the drain sits off center. Close the drain and bring the gauge back to zero. Repeat at day's end. Install an auto drain if daily access is tight. Water sitting in steel turns into rust inside the tank. Keep air clean and dry at the outlet. At the filter regulator lubricator, empty the bowl and wipe the sight tube. Replace the filter element when airflow drops or the element looks dark end to end. Set the regulator to the tool's spec. Oil-free tools take no oil at the lubricator. Oiled tools take a slow drip rate set during live use, about one drop every few minutes. Stop and review the tool manual if unsure. Clean, dry air saves seals and keeps fasteners consistent. Service the intake path. Remove the intake filter. Tap out dust and replace if light does not pass through the media. Brush cooling fins on the pump head and motor. Vacuum the shroud. A clear intake and cool fins lower head temperature and help the pump hold pressure without strain. Check oil level and change on schedule. For oil lubed units, the sight glass should show oil at mid-window. Add oil slowly until the level sits at mid-window. Repeat for the ear. Mid-window, not the top. Warm the unit, then drain and refill at the maker's hour mark. A common starting point is 500 hours. If hours are unknown, set a calendar habit such as spring and fall. Align pulleys and set belt tension. Remove the guard. Lay a straight edge across both pulley faces. Touch at four points. Shift the motor base until the straight edge sits flat. At mid-span on the belt, press with a firm thumb. Look for about 1/4 inch of deflection per foot of span. Tighten the base bolts, recheck alignment, and reinstall the guard. Hunt leaks with soap. Pressurize to normal cutout. Mist every joint, gauge, quick connect, and regulator seam. Watch for steady bubbles. Mark leaks, bleed to zero, and repair with fresh sealant or new parts. Replace any quick connect with a worn sleeve or a loose detent ball. A tight system holds pressure overnight with no gauge drop. Protect hoses and the tool end. Inspect hoses for cuts, blisters, and soft spots. Replace at the first sign of damage. Fit a short whip hose between tool and main hose to cut strain. Check O-rings and couplers. Lightly oil the steel sleeve, then wipe dry. Coil hoses in wide loops and hang them off the floor. Dirt and kinks shorten hose life. Test the safety valve and honor duty cycle. At full pressure, stand to the side. Pull the valve ring with a firm, short tug. Air should release clean, and the valve should reseat on its own. If it sticks, tag the unit out and replace the valve. Know the duty cycle. Many portables are 50%. Repeat for the ear. 50%. Run time equals rest time. Overrun cooks windings and shortens pump life. Verify. No water spits from the tank drain at the end of a dry day. The filter bowl stays clear, and the regulator holds a steady set pressure during a short trigger run. Intake media looks bright, and air pull sounds even. Oil sits at mid-window with no milk color. The belt tracks true, and the straight edge touches both pulley faces. No soap bubbles form after repair. Hoses feel firm with no soft blisters. The safety valve pops and reseats. The motor runs, then rests, within the stated duty cycle. Common fails. Skipping the daily drain. Water pools and rust starts low in the tank. Drain to zero every day. Overoiling oil-free tools. Seals swell and triggers stick. If the tool is oil-free, keep oil away. Loose belt and crooked pulleys. Heat rises and the pump slips. Align faces and set the mid-span deflection. Endless run on a small unit. Duty cycle ignored. Add a rest period or size up the compressor. Document. Photograph the first week of drain water volume and note dates. Log filter swaps, oil level checks, and oil changes with hour totals. Record leak points and the fix used. Note safety valve test dates. Add one overnight pressure log monthly to confirm tightness. Recap. Drain tanks daily and keep outlet air dry. Clean the intake, hold oil at mid-window, align pulleys, and set belt tension. Soap test for leaks, protect hoses, pull the safety valve, and respect duty cycle. Chapter 6, Measuring and Torque Tools. Hook. True readings protect your builds and your name. Scope. You will check and care for squares, levels, tape measures, calipers, and torque wrenches. You will keep readings stable and store tools so they hold accuracy. Compressors, blades, and battery care are not included here. Safety. Work on a clean, flat bench. Wear eye protection when tapping rivets or cleaning with alcohol. Keep fingers clear of moving tape blades. Pull torque slowly to avoid sudden slips. Follow local code for storage and disposal of cleaners. Tools and materials. Clean lint-free cloths. Glass cleaner or isopropyl alcohol. Fine pencil and a sharp mark knife. Flat reference board at least 2 feet long. Reliable straight edge. Thin card the thickness of a tape blade. Small punch and light hammer. Needle nose pliers. Light machine oil. Caliper case and a soft brush. Torque wrench cases. Label tape, marker, and a phone for photos. Setup. Clear the bench. Place the straight edge on the board. Lay out one lane for each tool type. Open cases and remove dust. Put a trash tray for worn parts. Set a small box for tags that read hold or send for service. Steps. Square flip test and care. Place the square against the straight edge. Draw a thin line. Flip the square and draw a second line from the same start. The two lines should track each other. If you see a wedge, the square is out. Clean the blade and stock. If the square has an adjust screw, tune it in small moves and retest. If not, tag it for service. Wipe a trace of oil on steel faces and store in a rack where the heel is protected. Level vial check and swap test. Set the level on the board. Note bubble position. Rotate the level 180 degrees. The bubble should read the same. Repeat on a vertical face. If your level has adjustable vials, set the center vial so both readings match. If it is fixed and the bubble shifts, tag it. Clean the base, wipe dust from magnets, and store in a case. Do not drop levels. A single drop can move a vial. Tape measure hook and blade habits. Pull the blade and inspect the first 12 inches for kinks and tears. The hook should move the same as the blade thickness. Use the thin card as a feeler. If the hook is loose, set the rivets with a light tap on a punch. If it is too tight, ease the tangs with pliers. Test outside and inside reads against the straight edge. The numbers should agree. Wipe the blade clean. Wax the edge with a light film and buff dry. Retract slow with a hand on the blade to save the spring. calipers, zero and track care. Brush the track and jaws. Clean with alcohol and a cloth. Close the jaws and press zero. Open and close a few times to confirm repeat. Do not use calipers as a scribe. Store with jaws lightly closed. Keep the case dry. Replace the battery at the first sign of drift. Record the zero check date on the case label. Torque wrench use and storage. Set click and split beam styles to the lowest setting for storage. Repeat for the ear. Lowest setting for storage. Never use a torque wrench to break loose a fastener. Pull smooth on the handle centerline until you feel or see the signal. For a quick field check, hang a known weight at a marked distance on a horizontal bar. 10 pounds at 1 foot equals 10 foot pounds. Repeat. 10 pounds at 1 foot equals 10 foot pounds. This is a check only. Send wrenches for calibration yearly or after a drop or shock. Keep the certificate in the case. Photo log and case protection. Take a photo of each tool with its check result. Photograph the square flip lines. Photograph the level bubble both directions. Photograph the tape hook feeler in place. Photograph the torque test setup and the reading. Label each case with the date and the next check month. Add a foam pad where tools could hit the lid. Verify. The square draws twin lines after the flip. The level bubble lands in the same spot after the rotate. The tape reads the same inside and outside on the reference. The caliper returns to zero after open and close. The torque wrench clicks at the expected pull on the quick check. All tools sit clean and dry in cases or racks. Common fails. Skipping the flip on squares. A single check hides error. Always flip and redraw. Forcing tape hooks tight. No float gives wrong inside reads. Match travel to blade thickness. Snapping tape blades shut. Fast slams bend the first inches and kill springs. Guide the blade home, leaving torque wrenches loaded. Springs take a set. Store at the lowest setting, using a torque wrench as a breaker bar. Gears twist, and the tool loses accuracy. Document. Write the check date on each case. Keep a simple page with tool type, serial, last check, next check, and the service shop used. Save photos in one album named Measuring and Torque Checks with the date. Staple calibration slips to a folder and keep a copy in the cloud. Inspectors and warranty reps look for dated proof. Recap. Flip, rotate, and match readings so you trust your marks. Protect tape hooks, zero calipers, and store torque wrenches at the lowest setting. Log checks with photos and dates so accuracy holds over time. Chapter 7, Deep Service Routines and Seasonal Resets. Hook. Simple cycles keep every tool ready and extend life year after year. Scope. You will set weekly, monthly, quarterly, and seasonal routines that cover cleaning, alignment checks, battery logs, blade and bit rotation, spares, labels, and photo proof. This ties the whole system together. No new sharpening or single tool repairs here. Safety. Unplug corded tools and pull batteries before service. Lock out breakers if you clean near live panels. Wear eye protection and gloves. Ventilate when you use cleaners. Keep the oily waste can close and closed. Tools and materials. Small notebook or a single spreadsheet printed and clipped. Phone for photos. Label tape and a marker. Red tags for hold or broken items. Basic cleaning kit. Spare parts box with common seals, O-rings, screws, brushes, belts, and fuses. Battery log sheet. Wall calendar or a reminder card by the door. Setup. Mount one clipboard near the exit. Add four sheets titled weekly, monthly, quarterly, and seasonal. Place red tags and the marker on a hook beside the board. Stage the spare parts box on a labeled shelf. Open a photo album on your phone titled Tool Checks with today's date. Steps. Weekly 10-minute cycle. Pick one block each week. End of day Friday works for many shops. Wipe tables and housings. Vacuum vents. Drain the compressor. Check the oily waste can. Scan cords for cuts. Scan hoses for soft spots. Open the battery drawer and store packs cool at about half bars. Make one line in the notebook with the date and your initials. Monthly deep clean and rotation. Choose one day near the month change. Clean cast iron tops and fences and refresh wax. Brush or blow dust from motor grills. Clean chucks and recheck clutch boards. Rotate blades and bits. Move a fresh blade into service and hang the used one clean and dry. Update blade and bit labels with the date. Photograph the storage wall and the main bench. Quarterly alignment and audit. Every 3 months, check saw fence square, bevel stops, and brake function. Check squares and levels with flip and rotate tests. Check tape hooks and slow retract. Test torque wrenches with the quick field setup and write the date on each case. Inspect the compressor belt with a straight edge and set tension. Soap test air lines. Tag any leak or fault. Use a red tag and place the tool on the hold table. Battery cycle and retire rule. Open the battery log. Note each pack that shows weak bars or heat. Cycle questionable packs with a light discharge and a full charge under normal shop air. If a pack drops fast again, mark it weak. Retire packs that fail 2 checks in a row. Repeat for the ear. 2 failed checks. Move them to recycle. Keep packs cool and at half charge for storage. Spare parts and seals refresh. Open the spare box. Count seals, O-rings, brushes, belts, and fuses. Reorder to your par level. Place 1 copy of the order list in the box. Put the invoice copy in the log. Spares on hand turn a weekend breakdown into a quick fix on Monday morning. Label system and red tag flow. Label shelves, drawers, and bins on the front edge in plain words. When a tool fails a check, write a clear note on a red tag. Add the date and the symptom. Place the tool on the hold table. Do not return a tagged tool to service. Fix it or send it out. Close the ticket by stapling the repair slip to the log. Seasonal rust audit and room reset. At each season change, walk the shop with a bright light. Look at the test coupon, blade plates, screwdrivers, and wrenches. Any brown bloom means your protection is thin or humidity is high. Refresh wax and oil films. Check the hygrometer morning and late day for 1 week. Confirm the dehumidifier drain and filter. Photograph the aisle view and the storage wall again. Compare to last season. 1 page, 1 habit. Keep all notes on 1 simple page per period. Date, items checked, faults found, parts replaced, photos taken. Keep the pages in a thin folder by the door. The goal is fast and repeatable. You do not need long prose. You need proof and cadence. Verify. Weekly lines appear on the clipboard with no gaps. Blades and bits show fresh dates. Square and level checks match after the flip and rotate. The brake stops clean. Air lines hold overnight with no gauge drop. Packs sit cool at about half charge in storage. The spare box is stocked to par. The red tag table is either empty or shows clear status. The photo album displays a steady view across months. Common fails. Letting the calendar slip. Small gaps grow into big problems. Tie the checklist to 1 fixed day and 1 fixed time. No red tag rule. Broken tools drift back to work and cause repeats. Use the tag and the hold table every time. Notes scattered across many places. You lose history. Keep 1 clipboard, 1 folder, 1 album. Document. Photograph the clipboard each month. Photograph each alignment check with the square in place. Photograph leak fixes with a soap shot before and after. Add a photo of the spare box with visible labels. File any outside calibration slips in the folder and note the next due month on the case and the calendar. Recap. Do a short weekly cycle and a deeper monthly clean with rotation. Run quarterly alignment checks and a seasonal rust audit with room resets. Keep 1 page of notes, a stock spare box, and a strict red tag flow.